And I want to welcome you to the podcast for this week. On the I Want to Know More podcast this week, we're going back to 2 Samuel chapter number 20. 2 Samuel chapter number 20. The Bible says in verse number 15, "Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel, and David went down and his servants with him, and fought against the Philistines, and David waxed faint. And Ishbi-benob, which was of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, he being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him, and smote the Philistine, and killed him. Then the men of David sware unto him, saying, Thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. And it came to pass after this, that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gob. Then Sibekai the Hushathite slew Saph, which was of the sons of the giant. And there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanan the son of Jerah-Oregim, a Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature, that had on every hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number. And he also was born to the giant. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan the son of Shimeah, the brother of David, slew him. These 4 were born to the giant in Gath, and fell by the hand of David, and by the hand of his servants." Now, last week we talked about the differences between 1 Chronicles and 2 Samuel in these areas. And this first giant here, Ishbi-benob, is not mentioned in 1 Chronicles. And, you know, there's a lot of thoughts we could go into about why it's not mentioned. But let's talk about what this first giant represents. So facing the giants, there's some giants in our life that need to be faced. And we looked at a few of those back when we studied Goliath, and again, that's a different study, but we did study a few of those giants against our faith back then when we were in 1 Samuel 17. But this one is a different one, And this goes to one of my pet peeves about Christians and churches. One of my pet peeves is, let's do it the same way, whatever it might be, and God will show up the same way he did the last time we did it. I still remember some older folk at Macedonia requesting a particular song, and I often wondered why that particular song, you know, it's a powerful song. It wasn't a very exciting song to me when I was a teenager, but I have learned to like the song. The song's title is "Nothing Between." Nothing between my soul and the Savior. Keep the way clear. Let nothing between. You know, there's a powerful message in that. But this particular elderly person, she would request this song fairly often. And I didn't understand why. I didn't realize that a little over 10 years before that time that somebody had sung that song in the church and a great move of God broke out. And this lady was trying to relive that. And maybe she got something out of it that the rest of us didn't, but it didn't do the same thing. The Lord does not show up the same way twice. He doesn't. There'll be some difference. Now, some songs, it's really interesting how it works. I still remember back in Cherithon 1990, I remember the Barnett family being in Cherithon, and Sister Corey Barnett sung the song, "I Sing Because." Squire Parsons wrote that song. I believe he wrote it. I know he recorded it. I'm not 100% sure he wrote it. But in any case, little Corey Bardet, she was little then, young, very young, little kid, and she sung that song, and God got all over it every time she sung it that week. And she sung it several times that week. And there's one particular time she sung it, and it's recorded. We've got it recorded. It's in the music rotation, and it gets played every so often. I've heard it played relatively recently, within the last 6 months or so. I've heard it played. And she gets Sister Vicky, her mom, testifies in that song. And then Sister Corey tries to sing the next verse, and she just about breaks down in tears during that. And I was there. I was there. I experienced that firsthand. And that was the first time I'd ever seen the touch of God move that way. It was an amazing thing. Absolutely amazing. So, predictably, the next year, when the Barnetts came in, somebody wanted Corey to sing that song, you know, thinking it would produce the same results. And it was good, but it wasn't 1990. There was a different song that year. I don't even remember the song that year, but there was a different song that year. And each year there's been different moves of God. No two are alike. Facing a giant. David had to face a giant in his life here. And this is about the insufficiency of relying on old methods. The insufficiency of relying on old methods. Now, what do I mean by old methods? Methods that used to work. Here David comes into this battle. He comes into this battle thinking, oh, this is a brother of Goliath. And I'm gonna take care of this. We're gonna take care of this battle. But you know what? That one battle with Goliath, there was never another one like it. There never was another one like it. But here they go. And David thinks, I'll be fine. I'll do this. And guess what? Now the Bible doesn't say if he had his sling with him or not. Probably not. He was probably trusting the armor that by now was comfortable to him. He had the sword. He was used to that now. He had forgotten the old method that actually worked, although the Bible does not say that he had it or didn't have it. He was in battle, and he got weak. He got weak. And Ishbi-Benob came over and was ready to kill him, and would have if Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, had not been there. Abishai took care of it. Now that's saying something. Abishai put out extra effort there because this was David and this was the king, and he can't let the king die. He can't let the king go. Maybe he came up behind Ishbi-Benob and caught him on the back of the neck or something with that sword. Ishbi-Benob had blinders on. He knew that if he killed David, that would be the highlight of him. And he had eyes on David. He was going to get David and avenge his brother or father or cousin or whatever. Probably brother. Older brother, more than likely. And so Ishbi-Benob, he was going to avenge himself on David with a new sword. He had a brand hammer new sword. And he was ready, and that sword was sharp and it was strong, and he was getting ready to kill David. And Zeruiah was able to come up and kill that giant. And at that point, the mighty man says, okay, now, wait a minute. We can't let David go back out. Our king has to stay home. Our king must stay home now. We can't let him go in battle. If we let him go and he's killed, the light of Israel will be extinguished. Now, at that point in time, you know, Absalom was gone. Amnon was gone. There were others. But I'm not so sure that this incident happened after the events with Absalom. I'm not sure when this incident happened. It happened sometime in his reign, and it happened at a point in time where they were concerned that there would be no heir and the light would be extinguished by him dying in battle like this. But the same old methods. He went in thinking, I'll deal with this. They didn't work anymore. And just because it worked once doesn't mean it'll work again. It doesn't. Now, I'll tell you something that'll always work. Trusting in the Lord will always work. But that trust in the Lord will have different appearances depending on what stage of life you're in. And here David's in his later stage. That great victory over Goliath, that happened when he was very young. And it's not that he wasn't able, or that God wasn't able, rather. That's not it. It wasn't the same thing, and it wasn't the same time, and the Lord wasn't needing to show the same thing. In fact, the Lord needed to show David that David needed help. And in my Christian life, I've experienced that, where what worked before won't necessarily work the same way the next go around. In the next battle, it won't necessarily work the same way. I've often wanted to be able to go back in time and talk to my dad and my grandpa and other elders of the church, how they handled certain situations and certain circumstances. And I figured in my heart that I could learn something and it would help me now. But as I've gotten a little bit more experience, I realize it's a different circumstance. It's different situations. And what worked then won't necessarily work now. What worked for them, other than the raw faith in the Lord, and that's what we got to do. We got to be led by the Spirit. And the Spirit may lead us to do things differently. The Spirit might lead us to do things the same way. But we cannot expect that just because we do the things the same way, that the Spirit of God will just automatically show up at our beck and call in the same way that He showed up before. We cannot expect that. But oftentimes we do, whether it be a song, whether it be a message. I still remember I preached a message one time out of Numbers, and I preached the message. And it had a good effect. Had a really, really intense effect on some of the young people. And some of the young people told me about it later. How that it affected them deeply. And it helped them deeply. Alright, a few years after that. I say a few years, probably about 10 years afterwards. I preached the same message. But it had a completely different effect. It wasn't the same. People were different. Circumstances were different. And, I went a little too far in preaching that message. I'm not going to go into details, but I went a little too far and it fell flat. It did. It fell flat. There's a message for the hour. And it might be the same as a previous message, and it might not. The same message may hit differently depending on the circumstances, depending on who's there, depending on what the circumstances have been in their lives. Something that they might love to death one week, they might get offended at the next. And something they might get offended at one week, they may love the next. And that's why we got to be led by the Spirit. Now, had David been properly led by the Spirit, I don't know. He might not have needed Abishai's help, but at the same time, David was getting to the place he couldn't just do it anymore. It needed different solutions. He needed to trust in the Lord to send help. He couldn't just do it alone. And he was trying to. He was trying to, and this giant Ishbi-Benob was going to capitalize upon it. Now, you can study the name Ishbi-Benob and look all that up and see a few things, and there's some things to be gleaned from that. But the main subject here, and partly the reason why it's not in 1 Chronicles, is it shows that David had become weak in the flesh, and he just didn't necessarily realize it. And neither did his mighty men. His mighty men, they were all gung-ho. Let's go back out to battle like it used to be. Let's relive the good old days. And then they realize, we can't. We can't. The good old days, they were good, but they're gone. And it's time for new days. It's time for new things. It's time to do things a little differently. Work smarter, not harder, we might say. That may be what some people might put up to it today. As you get older, things change. In ways, I'm stronger than I was when I was 20 years old. And in other ways, not so much. In other ways, stamina-wise, I give out a whole lot quicker than I did when I was 20 in certain things. In other things, I can push through even more. But to me, the worst thing is sometimes mentally, I have a whole lot harder time busting through a mental block now than I did when I was 20. When I was 20, I could hammer through it. But now, if I get a mental block, it might be a simple thing to do. It might be an almost trivial task, but I'll have a mental block. And that mental block, it becomes the hardest thing in the world to do. And as I get older, that gets worse. I've also found my patience is not nearly what it used to be. I don't want to become the typical grumpy old man by any means, but my patience is wearing thin. And I would have hoped that by this time in my life, my patience would have gotten better and better. But it's not. Especially on the highway. Especially the way people drive. The way people drive, it gets on my nerves so bad. I lose my patience. I tell you, it's not good. It's not good. But it happens because we change. As we get older, we change. And David needed to realize that. And this giant, Ishbi-Benob, facing the giant of aging, maturing, things aren't the same. Things were simpler. You can understand more now. You've got more experience now. So the Lord expects more. And sometimes the Lord don't answer prayers as crisp and clear as He used to. Sometimes the Lord doesn't seem to help as quickly as He used to. And it's not that He can't. It's just that you're at a different stage in your life. I'm in a different stage in my life. Things are different. And I have to recognize that. And David needed to recognize that. And this situation with this giant was to show him he can't just keep trying to do things the same way all the time. Every situation requires its own unique prayer, its own unique supplication before the Lord, and its own unique leadership of the Holy Ghost in that situation. What worked once won't always work the next time. Now it might, but not always. And sometimes things need to change, and there needs to be a change, and there needs to be a uprooting of things. You know, maybe the instrumentation needs changed. Maybe you need a new pianist, or your old pianist has gotten married and moved away, and now you're learning to sing with a different pianist. And that can be both exciting and scary at the same time, because things are different. Things work differently. And times change. The Lord doesn't change, but the way he helps you might, because you've changed. What used to work for you might not work again. And we have to be ready for that. David wasn't ready. David wasn't ready. He went out to battle. Now, he had been getting the signs and symptoms, I'm sure, of aging. He wasn't quite up to it like he used to be. He got a little more tired than he used to. And things were different. And he wasn't the youth that was out there with the zeal for the Lord saying, who dares? Who is this Philistine that he can defy the armies of the Lord? No. David's a different man. And he's tired. And he just doesn't realize it. He doesn't realize that he can't do it again. And he almost dies from it. It almost kills him. And his generals, his mighty men, they realize it now, and they're horrified by what could have happened. And no, you're not going back out. The Philistines were bucking Israel again, and there were three more giants. And they're gonna protect David. They're gonna protect their king. They're gonna have him stay at home, and they'll go fight his battles. That's one of the hardest things as a Christian, is to know when to call for help. And to know when you might need to call for someone else's help. Help for someone else who may not understand they need help. Or maybe they don't want to ask because they feel bad about it, or they don't know how it's going to work out, especially when leadership in a church changes. When leadership in a church needs to change, either a new pastor or new deacons or whatever it might be, a new piano player, new Sunday school teachers, new Sunday school superintendent, whatever the situation might be, whatever the job that needs filled, sometimes there needs to be change. And the Lord works that out, and the Lord creates He creates the solution. We just have to be willing to see it, and we have to be willing to implement it, and we have to be willing to trust Him, even in the midst of the giant of change. And I want to thank you for listening to the podcast for this week. The I Want to Know More podcast is a ministry of Brother Lamar Owen. I'm out of the Macedonia Baptist Church located in the Silverstein community of Transylvania County. You can correspond with me by emailing broadcast@lamarowen.net. Again, that's broadcast@lamarowen.net. And join us here again next week for I Want to Know More.